We should.
Hi, Justin. Okay, yeah, we'll let her come on in. Come on in.
I didn't want to scare the poor girl.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's Casey Brantley.
Yeah. Have a seat. Pull up a chair.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Good to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
Oh, well, now, what time did you get up this morning?
I got up at around 4:30.
4:30, that's early, huh?
4:30 to get up and meet my aunt so she can do my hair.
Oh,
lovely
aunt.
Hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Let's give a shout out to your aunt.
My aunt Tammy.
Aunt Tammy.
And hopefully she's listening this morning. She is the one that gets up in these early mornings and helps me with my hair.
Oh, nice. Your hair looks lovely, too.
Well, thank you. She's a hairstylist at Studio 3 Salon.
Is she available to come by my house to help me with my hair? You know, I get up early, too.
You'd have to pay her.
Oh, okay. Well, we're pleased to have you on the program today. Now, here's my first question for you.
Alrighty.
All right. Have you ever been asked, what do you want to do with your life, young lady?
I was actually just talking with Justin about that. I want to become a biologist. Start out as a technician, of course, and then I also, on the side, I want to train horses.
Oh, wow.
I've always kind of wanted to work with horses and train horses, and so that's kind of what I want to do in the future.
Wow, I didn't
that
expect...
That sounds interesting.
I didn't expect an answer like that.
What does a wildlife biologist do? Did you say wildlife or just...
Yeah, wildlife. They do all sorts of stuff from, you know, examining the wildlife to the more... like the plants and all that. They do a wide variety. I can't really offhand right now remember. But they're the ones that are more in the field doing their stuff.
Wow, so real hands-on stuff.
Hands-on, definitely. Yeah.
And do you have colleges picked out or where you'd like to go?
I'm here currently at Columbia working on my general ed. And in the future, I want to go up to Feather River College. And they have a huge biology program up there. I was looking online at their biology courses.
Great.
Very nice. Who's your favorite posse member?
Oh, boy. I'd have to say pretty much all of them.
I thought she was actually going to give us one.
And the wives.
The posse wives.
Oh. You know, all of them are just, they're all just great people.
They do a lot
of
great
work.
You
can't ever have a single. They're all just the same in all personalities. You know, you just got to love them all.
You're right. We hung out with one of the personalities last night at the over there at Black Oak, Big Al.
Big Al.
Big Al. Love that guy. Let me ask you about your horse.
My horse.
What's your horse's name?
My horse's name is Flex.
Flex?
Flex.
Flex.
Yeah.
That's great. And how old is Flex?
Flex, he is 10, I believe, this year.
All right, another young horse. You know, we've had some old horses this week on the program. 21, 22. You know, I didn't realize horses, you know, were that old. I don't know anything about horses, though.
That's probably why you didn't know.
That's probably right. Now, what's your favorite part of the competition so far?
All of it, really. You know, there's not a kind of like the posse member thing. It's not really a particular spot where I was like, yes, the horsemanship is going to be my favorite because I enjoy riding horses and all that. But it's all been such a great experience. There's never been a downtime part of it. You know, it's all been so fun being out there in the community doing what we do best, representing the posse, and it's just all been so fun. So all of it's pretty much my favorite.
So all of it is her favorite. That's good. That's a good answer too.
And who's your favorite country artist?
George Strait.
Wow, there he is right there on the wall. So we're going to play you a George Strait song in a few minutes. Now, tell us about your tickets. Where are your tickets available? How can we get a hold of you? Do you have a poster as well?
I have posters as well. They're all over the county. And my tickets, I have some at Letterbuck Western Wear, Radovich Feed down in Jamestown. And then I have some at Sonora Feed, Studio 3 Salon where my aunt works. And at Bolton Feed up the hill.
Well, you got them everywhere. That's good.
Yeah.
You have a Facebook page and all that.
I also have a Facebook.
Now, are you getting more friends now with Facebook? Now that you're competing.
Yeah. To be honest, I really always forget to go on.
Oh,
check
really?
My Facebook.
She's too busy.
Yeah.
See, Bridget, will you tell Bridget to get a Facebook? Bridget.
Get a Facebook.
Look, Bridget. She says get a Facebook.
I'll be your friend.
Aww,
that
is so
nice.
She needs friends. Well, we're so proud to have you on the program. This is Casey Brantley, by the way. Is there anyone that you'd like to say hello to this morning in the Motherlode?
My family and friends that are listening. You know, I could not be doing this without my family being behind me and helping me out. My aunts always being there pushing me to do my best, and my father helping me in the mornings with my horse.
That's great.
You know, during parade days, and everybody.
Well, there you go. So good morning to you, and good luck to you. We hope you do well in the competition.
Thank you.
We're sure you will do great. Now, what color will you be wearing? We've got to check on the dress.
I'll be wearing a turquoise dress.
That's new. I think that's the first time we heard about the turquoise.
Well, good luck to you, Casey.
Thank you.
All right, 7:16. And a little bit later on, Motherlode, if you're just coming on and if you didn't catch the interview, we're going to have all this posted on our website at mymotherlode.com, and you can click on KKBN. 7:16, good morning.